You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 415. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We really, really appreciate it, as always.
And it's going to be a fiesta!
Fiesta indeed! Please don't do that.
I will never do that again, Dory.
That's good. But had to hurt.
It was a little rowdy, but I had an Argentinian.
Oh, nice.
Spanish teacher.
Yeah. Zorro. So, is Zorro Argentinian?
I don't know.
What is Zorro?
I don't know what Zorro is.
I don't know either.
It is a party today. Why? We're giving out a free membership today. Yep, we're doing it.
Yeah, we are. Just in case you're not aware, the way that we do this is everybody who sends in a question gets put into a drawing. Mm-hmm. A question, I should say, that gets played on the air. And we do it in 50 question increments or 50 podcast increments, right?
That's
so
true.
The last one, obviously, is 351 through 400, and we're already up to 415, so forgive us for taking a little while, but we are ready to do the drawing for that 351 to 400 range.
And the winner is?
Well, we've got all the names in the hat, so...
Sorry, I'm the ADD guy over here.
You shake it, I'll draw.
You shake, I'll draw. You shake, I'll bake. Shake
Let's
and bake.
See.
Who is it?
It is.
Tim West.
Tim West.
Or do you say Tim Vest?
Tim Vest?
Vest.
He's the vest.
He's the vest.
Anyways, Tim, we're really excited because Tim has sent in several questions, which, by the way, obviously, the more questions you send in,
the better your chances.
Yeah, and Tim has sent in quite a few. He's our buddy up in British Columbia. We're really, really excited that he has won. So, Tim, we will get the word out to you. I'll email you. I think, yeah, we've got your email. So we'll email you and talk to you about how to get things set up. What he has won is a full year's membership in the Drone U. So welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Anyway, we should probably get to today's question, which is a good one. You got your 107 now. You're flying. You're making that money.
Opportunities are going to come your way you're not even expecting, actually.
That is true. And you need to be aware of some licensing rules and also be aware of, hey, you should get paid for some of this stuff. And people are going to be like, hey, I want you to do this job and I'll give you exposure. And you're going to slap them in the face with your phone and say, I don't do that. You are now going to pay me a check. And when you do that, you'll have to be on one knee while you pay the check to me so I can Snapchat this. I'm kidding.
Or not. Let's play the question.
No. But you've got to have the confidence and you've got to have the conviction to say, hey, look, I love the opportunity. I'm putting on my radio voice now. I love the opportunity. And really, thank you for, such kind words about my footage. I know that you're going to love this stuff. But I'm not going to work for exposure. And if you like in the work, you think it's quality, you're going to pay for it. And you and I both know that.
And if you won't pay for it, I bet the guy down the street will.
Yes, and if you don't pay for it, I'll actually call the guy down the street.
Well, sure. Yeah, if he hasn't already called you.
That's right. Let's just get to today's question.
Hey there, Paul and Rob. My name is Randall, and I'm an aspiring UAS pilot from Maryland. You can find me on Instagram at Stratocapture, STRATO Capture. My question today is about licensing footage. Recently, I shot some aerial video of a town nearby that suffered severe damage due to flooding. I edited the video and posted it online, and soon after, several large media outlets reached out to me asking for permission to use my video. I also had a company contact me asking for rights to manage, promote, and negotiate the video for me on a commission basis. Exposure on these media platforms is great, and they offer to credit you, but I have bills and student loans to pay at the end of the day. What's the best way to respond to these media inquiries? Should I opt to give my video to the management company? Have you ever licensed video footage to the media before? How would you go about it to maybe put some dollars in your wallet, or is the exposure enough? Any advice would be great. Thanks a lot.
Great question.
Yeah, that is a good question. And there are probably a lot of good answers. I mean, there's no one right way to look at that.
I like the fact that someone's already reached out to him and said, hey, we'll sell it based on commission. I think that's great. I would just want to know in advance, you know, kind of what their normal rates are.
Sure.
But if you do go out and you shoot something that is newsworthy and you post it on YouTube, make sure you post it the right way on YouTube. You want to make sure that the copyright is absolutely yours, all rights reserved, and cannot be repurposed or reposted for any reason without express written permission. I think that's really important because a news agency could just pluck it and say, source YouTube user and then use your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known a lot of guys who have just let their drone footage show up on the news simply so that people would call them and request aerial footage and sure. get jobs from it. And it works. It does work.
Sure.
But that being said, why not have that and get paid? Because frankly,
absolutely,
if your footage is quality and they can't acquire that footage, then your footage has value that they want.
Right.
So they're willing to pay for that.
Well, especially if it's good footage, because again, as we've talked about fairly recently on the podcast, we've seen some really nasty looking footage up there.
Yeah. And I would say Sarah's been watching a lot of HGTV because we're looking at getting a house. Mm-hmm. And I would say 90%. 85%
yeah.
is horrible
yeah.
drone footage.
Yeah, no, it's rough.
And I really just want to leave the studio and go film for every HGTV production company and be like, this is how you do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of that, it must be something where it's kind of who you know as to who gets to fly the drone for the network. One thing I would like to mention here, and I'm not implying anything, Randall, but I want to make sure that people are very sensitive to the circumstances when they go fly in situations like this. Just be sensitive to the fact that there are people hurting and, you know, it's a rough time for a lot of people, and be mindful of that when you're flying. What does that mean? You'll know when you're there. I have a feeling that everybody's going to have the right sense of what's right and what's wrong.
But what if he flies over someone and he finds someone like stuck?
What if? Then I think you better do something to try to help
probably,
that person.
He's probably going to need that drone you lifeguard drone. That's what all I got
to
say.
Yeah, well, something. I mean, if you see something like that, then, you know, hop to and go get help. Do
yeah,
something.
Seriously.
Obviously.
Seriously.
I just want people to be mindful of thinking in those terms.
Are you worried about ambulance chasers, Rob?
Not necessarily, but I think, like I said, I like to be cerebral about these things and just make sure that we're thinking through what we're doing, I guess is what I'm saying. Be safe. Think about the people that you might be affecting. And again, I'm not implying anything, Randall. I appreciate what you've done. And obviously, the news agencies like it. So
yeah,
something could happen.
I think if you know, going back to his question, I think if someone wants to, again, you know, say, hey, we'll represent you and sell this footage to the networks, I would want to say, you know, well, what am I going to get out of it? You know, you're going to get commission. Okay, well, what do you normally sell these for? Because you should be able to get, you know, $300 to $500 for your footage for any given news segment.
Right.
Especially if it's an impactful one that they're going to be using for days and days on end, especially if it's politically related. But remember, you cannot fly near political figures. Why? TFRs, guys, TFRs. So make sure you're checking those as a part of your pre-flight inspection for Part 107. That being said, I would sell my footage myself. I think putting it on YouTube is great. I know some guys who are just trying to get their feet wet may give it to the studio and say, I want you to say courtesy in my company's name. The only thing is, make sure you have your license, because if the FAA does see this on TV and they see that you're not licensed, I don't think it's not going to be the days of, all right, we'll let you go because 107 is coming out. Now they have something to hold against you. So
yeah, those are very clear rules on what you're supposed
yeah,
to do. Yeah, certainly.
Which is making some people frustrated too, because people are using the AMA and the FAA to define hobby, non-hobby rules. We're going to get
right.
into that later here in the next few weeks. We're going to have the FAA on board. We just tried having the AMA on board, but they didn't have enough Wi-Fi bandwidth. So it was made for a difficult conversation, one we're not even going to end up playing. So
yeah, that's too bad. But we'll do it in the future.
Yes.
Get them to plug in,
yes.
maybe. You know, one other thing I was thinking about here, Paul, when it comes to the decision of do you use one of the agencies to push your stuff out, I think you have to... And when you're new to this, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to do this. But, you know, somebody like you, Paul, is obviously going to know what the market will bear for your footage. So you kind of have to weigh, what can I get for my footage if I do it on my own? What kind of time is it going to take for me to go to all these different places that I might potentially sell it to? Then you've got to collect the money from each of those individual potential clients versus using an agency. And if they can get maybe even a little bit more than you would get just because of their relationships. Maybe they have a wider reach. My point is, I think in many cases, sounds like you said you're a starving student, so you're probably also a busy student. In many cases, it's going to be worth paying a commission to have somebody go do that work for you.
Yeah.
It's something that we've looked at here.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea. Also, if you're a starving student, there's a great opportunity to make good money, selling stock footage. So.
Yeah, and in fact, we've got a new sponsor coming on, right, called VideoBlocks.
Yep, VideoBlocks.com.
.com. And so a place like that might be somewhere to go and
you know
sell
what?
Your footage.
I wanted to use VideoBlocks. I just did a commercial. I showed it to you, the one I worked on this weekend. But I wasn't able to check, I wasn't able to see, kind of what VideoBlocks had. But now that they're a sponsor, it'll be cool to go in and really, look at their library and see, what you have available. Because the cool thing about VideoBlocks is it's a lot of stock footage, but it's $150 for a whole year. And I spent $250 last night on stock footage. So, right.
So depending on what they had, that could really be a bargain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is why it's so important to see what's in their library. So we're really excited to bring them on as a sponsor. I think it's going to be really helpful to you guys who are making and producing videos. It's not just drone footage. It's ground footage as well. It's, landscape stuff, interview stuff, just corporate commercials, because everyone knows that's where the money is. Whatever it is that you're making. So
yeah.
It's very helpful.
Absolutely. So let's just kind of narrow it down and say, if you were Randall and you were in his shoes, what would you do?
I would probably use the other company to deal with the news crews because they're a pain in the butt to deal with. Yeah. So let's be honest.
Okay, cool.
And then, I think you got to be careful if you've got a major news event going on in your area. Again, you have to make sure that there are no TFRs. There's no NOTAMs in that area. The FAA could shut down the airspace. So if you are shooting these type of, events where there's massive flooding going on, make sure you are checking your sources before you go out and fly to make sure it is, in fact, okay to fly.
Certainly.
So it would really suck if you passed that 107 exam and then just had it taken away from you. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what I would do.
Don't let that happen.
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and upload your question there. If you want instant access to professionals to answer your questions, or maybe you want to learn how to fly like a boss and turn your passion into profit, then you've got to become a member of the Drone U community. And I will say, Rob, I saw a lot of really nice things on Facebook, people talking about how they use Drone U to pass 107. That was really cool to see. I did not ask them to say anything.
Oh, no.
And
no.
It was really cool to see in other groups.
We've had tons of those kinds of comments, which is so gratifying. But what's really cool is it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
We're going to refine the system. The study guide is just getting more and more refined and clarified in certain areas. So check it out if you're looking to study.
Definitely. Definitely want to check that out. Go to thedroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today, boys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.